Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been going over some trends and ideas that we picked up at a national sales conference with some of the top agents around the country. We really, you know, it's good to go learn some ideas, really take a look at your business, take a look at the best possible strategies and the most up-to-date strategies that you can be using to help your clients. And, you know, we all need a reminder about this all the time. And, you know, we look at top athletes and what they do. And it's funny, but the best of the best, they continue to have coaches. And, you know, and they continue to take ideas and tweak things and see what's happening. And so we kind of use that exact same principle in our business to where we are always changing things and learning new ideas. So we got some great points we went over in the first segment, and we're kind of just throwing these out here to how we're helping our clients and how people can also help their businesses and make a big change. So we got through the first two points, and that was lead generation and lead follow-up being so important. And then point number three that I wrote down, one of the biggest takeaways, is really strong pre-qualifying. What happens when we meet prospects a lot of time and we look at is, if I know all of the information, what kind of home do you want? Why do you want that type of home? Then we can start to help the client really make some decisions. And so we have a list of 15 questions that we're, you know, that we're always going over with our clients. You know, do you have any other family members that will be living with you? Do you have pets that we need to be concerned about and how they're going to be affected by the yard and the area? Do you need quick access to medical care, quick access to commuting? And so we go through this laundry list and we really start to find and we're actually pre-qualifying the buyer. You know, we talk a lot about pre-qualifying for a mortgage. And that's really a basic step. Like it might not be basic for some people, but here at the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update, we've talked about that for us, that is a basic step, is number one, when before we even go look at these houses or get to these other questions, what price range are you comfortable in? What loan program are you using and how are we going to structure that? And so that's a big issue. But then we go a step further and say, okay, now let's pre-qualify you for what you need. And the same goes for our sellers. So it's not just a buyer issue. It's also a seller issue. When does your new job start? How soon do we need to have this house sold? If it doesn't sell, how long do you want to make the payments while you're at your move to your new town? And so, you know, really going over those issues, and it's not that we're pushy or trying to be nosy, but when we know what you're up against, we can help make recommendations that might save you a lot of money in the long term. So there's a lot of those questions that people don't realize are part of the real estate transaction, but we need to know to do a better job. So it's interesting. We went over those three points, and people say, okay, what do you need to do for your clients? And it's funny, we did one, two, and three, and really we talked about 75% of your job and your business in that real estate business should be those activities: lead generation for your clients, lead follow-up, strong pre-qualifying, and those three lead to showing property. Once those steps are done, then you can show the property, get the clients out there, get action on those properties for them. So it's amazing when we break it down to that and put a high importance level on that. You know, we didn't talk about, you know, spending a lot of time on Facebook and Twittering all day and, you know, maybe doing things that aren't as productive as some of those other three qualities should be. So we talk about them, they're tools we use, but making sure that whoever you're using has a focus on those four main points can make a huge, huge difference. Then those were really some of the points that really were specific to the business. And one thing I was excited that we had Chad here, and I wanted him to talk about the last two points that we came to, is what happens sometimes in our business, and I know Chad sees this on the insurance side, and what's difficult is that people, the best part about our business can be that we're independent contractors and we're business owners. The worst part about our business can also be we're independent contractors and business owners. And so one of the things we talked about is having a strict schedule. You know, are we doing the radio show every morning, every Saturday morning at 9 a.m.? Are we at our business networking meeting every week at the same time? Are we calling those neighborhoods and those sellers at this time? And really having that laid out. And so I was going to relate this to him because he's I mean, Chad, you've really been at another level with professional sports, and they talked about the two biggest points that we left with was having a winning attitude and then having a strict schedule that backed that up. And I think, just talk to me a little bit in your realm, and as you went through sports on a different level like that, I mean, I'm sure you didn't have a schedule or winning attitude.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah. So,
but to tell me how that relates from professional sports like that and then into the business world, I thought you would have the most unique perspective to make that connection for us.
Yeah, so played in the NFL for 4 years, and you get a nice perspective on, first of all, the winning attitude. You know that right away. Everyone who makes it to that level works hard, has a good attitude. There isn't a person there with a negative attitude, because there's just too much to be done. And the negative people that, it's true. If you think you can't, you're right. And right, those people right. get weeded out very quickly in any kind of a competitive environment, whether it's business or sports, because people just don't want to do business with a negative person, and coaches don't want to coach a negative person. So if you have the right attitude and you believe you can do something, you're right.
You can
and,
do it.
Yeah. A lot of big companies hire attitude. Your resume is your resume, but what's your attitude? Because they can work with you to develop you if you have the right attitude, and that's very evident in professional athletics. Another thing is that schedule. Regiment, routine, so you know when you're in a situation what we do next. You become such a, it's a bad term, but like a trained rat. We hear a bell, I know what's next. And when you on a professional football team, they use horns at practice, and you know the third horn, we're going to go do this. And when you get in that such routine, you become prepared for anything, and you know how to react. And in business, you need to run your business the same way. If you have employees, they need to know, in this situation, here's what I do. They shouldn't have to dig up a manual somewhere. They should know that in this situation, we do this, and here's Chad's schedule. So if I want to talk to Chad, here's my opportunities to. Same thing. So you need to run your business as such, and it works, and you really get to see it at a high level. And it was impressive. I played for Tom Coughlin at Jacksonville, who's done great things with the New York Giants. If you were on time, that's late. 15 minutes early was on time, and anything prior to 15 minutes was early. And people would walk in 10 minutes early, and he would fine you over $1,000 for being 10 minutes early. So you learn to be on time, because 10 minutes early is not early, it's actually late. 15 minutes early is on time, and prior to 15 is early.
Wow, that's really impressive, and I think a lot of people just don't have access to that and that type of success. So thank you for bringing that type of access to our listeners and people out there that are, that are running those businesses, working in those jobs, and then also trying to decide who they're going to hire, who they're going to hire for their insurance, and if they have that sort of background. So, we had talked a little bit about the customer service. I do want to give you a quick chance to just tell us, it's summer right now. What do we need to know about insurance? What might somebody have missed on the insurance side this time of year?
Well, I think you see a lot of people who buy toys and forget to get them insured because it's not the law. Just because you don't have to do it. If you buy a $30,000 boat, you're not required to provide insurance like you are on your car. It's a really good idea, though. if you're going to be driving at high speeds on the water, you're going to want to protect your investment and protect the other people that are out there.
For jet skis,
well, and right now, jet skis, motorcycles, four-wheelers. I mean, it's your moral obligation if you do damage to someone to put them back the way they were before you hit them. And so,
and right now, we've got probably the most amount of boats we've had on the river.
The other Saturday, I counted 40.
So if
and that
they,
was just skimming the
So
leaves.
If they're out there watching the hydros right now and they're scratching their head and listening on the boat radio, and they're like, oh gosh, you know what? I haven't done that, or I canceled that, or for some reason don't have it. When they finish up with the races this weekend, and hopefully don't have any incidents if they're not insured, please be safe out there this weekend, everybody. Mm-hmm. But when they want to do that, what's the best way they can get a hold of you, Chad?
Well, they can go to ChadWardInsurance.com. com. If they so choose, they can call 509-783-1214, or they can walk through the front door. We're on Gage Boulevard right across from the Olive Garden. So there's three easy ways to contact us. And they don't have to wait till they get off the water. They can bind coverage with a cell phone and a credit card from the boat if they're really nervous.
Okay.
So
there
you call and we can take care of it.
Okay, perfect, Chad.
Technology in action.
I appreciate that. Now, there's a couple people right now scrambling for pens because they missed you the first time.
Okay.
So what's that number again to call?
783-1214.
Okay, perfect. And you can always go to kenmoreteam.com. We can direct you to the right area. The last point that I want to leave people with that was very important and I think ranks right up there with that winning attitude, and you know, that's how we approach every situation. I win when the house sells. I win when the buyer finds the house that they want and we get that for them at the price that they wanted. So that's when I win and I get a big charge out of that. The other thing that we that has to happen is always telling the truth, no matter what. And sometimes that's a difficult situation. Sometimes a buyer will love a house, and they will say, this is the best house we found, and it's $10,000 lower than anything else we've seen. And I know that's because they're about to expand the road behind the house from 2 lanes to 4 lanes. You know, you have to say at that moment, there's a reason why this house is discounted. Let me tell you, I'm not comfortable with you having that big street behind your house. If you are, great, let's move forward and I'll help you get the best possible deal I can. But I need to tell you right now, and I've done that for folks before, and that doesn't affect my negotiating skills, but there's been times when I've said to folks, we found this house for you and you've shown it to you. I don't think you should buy it. You know, I don't think it's a great idea. If you disagree with me and want me to negotiate the heck out of it and get you the best deal possible, I'm going to do it. And that's hard to tell people that sometimes, you know, to say, I'll help you get this, but I don't think it's the best idea for you
well,
right now.
Well, like you said, did you know the road is going to go from a sleepy little 2 to a 4 lane? You're going to lose 5 feet of your front yard, and all of a sudden, 6 months, you're going to be mad because cars are whizzing by at 10 o'clock at night.
And people ask me all the time, we were looking, same thing happened a couple of weeks ago. Clients had found what they thought was the perfect lot that they should build on, and it was a great lot. But I knew because of development and golf course potential, and 400 new homes, I knew that this would eventually become what I felt a major access way to that new development. I don't think that's a great lot. And so, you know, we always have to be there in that consultation role for our clients and what we think, we believe at that moment is the best course of action. So sometimes those are very difficult conversations. Pricing especially is hard when people think, have been told a higher price and it's not possible. So that's the biggest thing I'm going to leave people with is always telling the truth no matter what. We keep it as straight as we feel that it is at that moment. And so that combined with a winning attitude and knowing the market and the skills that you have with what we talked about today, it's really just a win-win situation. I know Chad's got it at his office at State Farm. We definitely inspire that at Kenmore Team, and it was a great vacation. If you can't tell, I'm super charged up about what we learned, and we're back selling some real estate, and we're listing some real estate and selling some real estate, and we're excited. August is going to be huge. I know August is going to be huge. Everybody's getting back from vacations. We have amazing inventory. John, can I do a pick three real quick if I'm fast? I'm over time. I know you're giving me extra time. I apologize. But I want to get this in real quick. Our best options that I have this weekend that I think you should check out. Number one, amazing property out on Haney Road, 29706 South Haney. Awesome rambler on 5 acres. This place is amazing. Updated kitchen, granite countertops, tile floors, new carpet. It's got a mini garage for your lawnmower and all your tools. Then it's got a huge 4-car centrally heated shop. So you got central heat on the shop. It's been plumbed and it could be hooked up to AC. Literally, you're getting two houses for one. You know, somebody's going to live in the garage. Somebody's going to live in the house. I won't say who. We don't want to cross those lines, but you choose. And then there's another outbuilding out in the pasture. So this place is totally set up, great horse property priced at $295.
Wow.
You just won't get all that for that price. Pick number two, 1902 Silverton Court in West Richland. Over 2,500 square feet, 2-story home, just a couple years old. five bedrooms, 2.5 baths, and that's priced at $245,000. Mm. We're less than $100 square foot for finished yard, finished house, and just fabulous, fabulous property. And then pick number three, Dennis, 3452 Dennis Street. This is in Shadow Run next to Canyon Lakes out there. Also a four-bedroom, 2.5-bath home, over 2,100 square feet, and we're coming in right under $200,000 at $199,000. There's not another house in Shadow Run, which is a great neighborhood, that meets this criteria that's as good of a price as this home. So that's our pick three. Like I said, that's just a handful, a small handful of the great properties that's come online. We're ready to get out there, show those properties, move that properties. Enjoy the boat races this weekend. Mm-hmm. Be safe. When you're ready to check out some property, if you want to fit some in between heats or in the afternoon, give us a call. I'm at 727-8977. And, Chad, thanks again for joining us.
Well, thank you, Lance.
Absolutely, right here on News Talk 870.